Ever wondered which surgical method helps patients recover faster, open or closed exposure for canines? Hey guys! Today we're looking at a study that compared both techniques, not just by results, but by how patients actually felt afterward. Let's see which method offered an easier recovery, a shorter procedure, and fewer complications. When we talk about exposing impacted canines, the question often arises, should we use an open or a closed technique? A new randomized clinical trial from the universities of Oslo and Jönköping provides valuable answers to that question. This was a carefully designed two-center RCT, including 100 young patients, all under 16, who needed exposure of palatally displaced canines. Half received a closed surgical technique where a flap is lifted, a chain is bonded to the canine, and the flap is sutured back. The other half received the open technique where the crown is uncovered and left exposed with a surgical dressing, allowing the tooth to erupt spontaneously. The authors wanted to know three things. How much pain and discomfort do patients experience? How long does the surgery take? And how often do complications occur? Pain and discomfort were measured with a visual analog scale over the first three postoperative weeks. The open technique clearly caused more pain and discomfort, about 9 millimeters higher on the VAS scale, during surgery and through the first postoperative week. Interestingly, once the dressing or sutures were removed, the difference disappeared. Analgesic use followed a similar pattern. After the operation, both groups took similar amounts of pain medication. But after dressing or suture removal, patients from the closed group actually used more analgesics. That probably reflects the irritation caused by the chain lying under the healing mucosa. When it came to surgery time, open exposure was faster, especially when performed without a flap. This was particularly evident in unilateral cases. The trade-off, however, was a higher rate of minor complications, mostly bleeding and loss of surgical dressings. In contrast, the closed technique showed fewer problems, mainly some discomfort from the chain attachment. Importantly, no infections were reported in either group. From a methodological point of view, this trial was well conducted. Randomization and allocation concealment were solid, data analysis was blinded, and the sample size was adequate. The main limitation was that surgeons couldn't be blinded and that the open technique differed slightly between centers with or without flap elevation, which could influence the comparison. Still, the findings are credible and clinically relevant. What does this mean for us in practice? Well, the open technique saves operating time but produces more early postoperative pain and bleeding. The closed technique takes longer, yet it is clearly more comfortable for patients during the crucial first recovery week and appears slightly safer overall. In short, closed exposure may be the better option when patient comfort is the priority. Open exposure remains a valid alternative if time or anatomy favors a simpler approach, provided patients are well informed about possible discomfort. For me, this study underscores the importance of discussing recovery expectations with patients and parents before surgery. We can now give evidence-based answers about how much discomfort to expect, how long it will last, and what complications might arise. To summarize,
more pain and discomfort with open exposure in the first week.
More analgesics with closed exposure after suture removal.
Shorter operation time for the open approach.
Slightly higher complication rate for the open group.
Overall, the closed technique remains my preferred approach when exposing palatally displaced canines, particularly for anxious young patients and for parents who value a gentler recovery. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.